Hello and welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I am joined today by AJ Kapari, President and Chief Strategy Officer at LK. AJ, before we dive in, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and LK?
Well, first of all, thank you, Jeremy, for having me here at your podcast. And we are at the Becker's Conference. I had a really good time last 2 days, attended sessions, met a lot of people. So I want to congratulate to you and the team for a wonderful conference so far. Talking about myself, I'm Ajay Kapre. I'm the President and Chief Strategy Officer with LK. Been with LK now 6.5 years. I've been in healthcare IT more than 15 years now. Started my journey with Sunquest, then I was with CGM, and now with LK. Talking about LK, we are an interop solution provider company. We are in 5 segments of healthcare. Ambulatory, where we do data archiving, clinical and financial. Then we are also in hospital, where we decommission old legacy application when someone moves from one EMR to another. We also do interoperability with our LK Opera solution in hospital market. Then we are also in lab. That's where we started our business. We have over 700 clinical labs where we do connectivity, LIS to EMR connectivity, order and result portal with our LK transfer solution. Then we are also doing interoperability for other vendors where anyone who needs data out of EMR or push the data back in EMR, we are doing a lot of work in that place. And lastly, we are getting into the payer data and life science too. And we have a number of payers who are our customers already. So in all, we can say that we have over 20,000 physician office, 300 hospitals, 700 clinical labs, numerous payers, and doing interop for over 100 plus vendors.
So LK often uses the phrasing, strategic data management partner. Can you elaborate on what that means and the importance of strategic data management in the healthcare industry?
So if you look at strategic data management, when we say strategic data management, you know, today, a lot of health system or ambulatory groups or different healthcare groups, you know, they're sitting on a lot of data. And if you look at data, the healthcare data is more powerful than the financial data. The importance of data we all know in healthcare. But what do you do with the data? And how do we actually utilize that data properly? With all our solutions out there, with all the interoperability that we are doing, we feel like the enterprise data management strategy is the right way where everything is going around. Now, with all these new technology, new innovations, we're talking about AI, ML, all the things happening. But if you don't have good data quality, data integrity, then you know, what are you going to do with these application and tools? So our approach is that, you know, now we are no longer just doing archiving or connectivity, but we are also going towards how do we manage and be a partner with the health system or ambulatory groups or anyone within healthcare and give that option to achieve their data management strategy and be a part of it.
So how does LK differentiate between fostering a strategic partnership with healthcare organizations versus engaging in a transactional relationship?
So I really feel like, and I've been in healthcare now over 15 years, I do think we talk about healthcare in many ways, but it's a very small industry. It's very relationship-based industry. You know, you can have one transaction, and if you don't do a good job, people are not going to come back to you. But if you actually maintain that relationship, if you have that customer-first approach, if you look at your customer as your partners and true partners, and I'll give you many examples. You know, one of our robust solution, LK Opera, which is an interop offering that we are doing, it really came from a focus group. And you know, when you look at your customer as your true partners, and if you listen, number one, you got to listen to them. Number two, you have to have accountability. As much as you are putting your accountability, you want to actually expect same level of accountability from your partners. Number three is that, you know, when things are going great and when things are not going great, you always have to be absolutely honest about everything. And I feel like if you maintain those, then, you know, the true partnership will always be there. And I feel like there are a lot of vendors, a lot of new vendors, and it's my advice also for new companies who come, never focus on transaction, focus on long-term vision, long-term partnership. What works today may not work tomorrow. You have to make those adjustments. And at LK, we have that culture of very customer-first approach. So whether it is our solution offering or whether it is actually working towards one common goal, we have always put that partnership first.
What are some of the common challenges healthcare providers are facing when it comes to data management? And how does LK address these challenges?
So if you look at it, I mean, you know, we're talking about healthcare organizations, what challenges they face today. You know, number one is the financial challenge. They all are going around, you know, more than 70% of the health system today are in red. And, you know, we saw the COVID era, post-COVID era, and health systems still are actually struggling to get to a normal, stable state. And in this time and frame, I think, you know, what we as an organization, what we can do is we can actually help them towards their enterprise data strategy or even their data strategy. You know, we look at today, you open any blog, any healthcare related news, we hear about ransomwares and all the things going out there. What we feel is that, you know, archiving your old legacy application, which are sitting right there, they are very vulnerable for some of these attacks. And, you know, those are some of the things we can actually help out. Second thing is that, you know, with all the data out there, with all the connectivity that is needed, you know, we just started working with Commonwealth. Commonwealth have selected LK as a data platform now. So, you know, there are many other avenues where we can actually partner with them and really help them out through these challenging times, not only archiving, not only connectivity, but also where is their end goal towards enterprise data strategy plan. And as we are getting into more life science and data, and, you know, to be very honest, I'm attending this Becker conference to learn more about life science and, you know, data side of the business. And we're learning a lot. And what we see is, with the innovation that we have a focus, we feel like we can actually do a very good job in partnering with them for this, for their data and life science too, with their initiatives too at the same level. Because I really feel like how healthcare organizations are facing all these changes and then the new technology at the same time coming, there is a lot of opportunity for someone like LK, where we can bring the data quality, data integrity, and do the right things for everyone.
So what are some of the tangible improvements in healthcare delivery or patient outcomes that you're seeing as a result of better data management and more accessible data?
So if you look at it, and I talked about, you know, I've talked about data and data integrity all the time, but, you know, if we look at personalized medicine, you know, now tailoring treatments to individual patient based on genetic and lifestyle factors is extremely important. You're talking about predictive analytics. You know, you got to identify and prevent diseases earlier through data analysis. You're talking about improved care coordination. You know, we have to have a seamless exchange of information among providers for comprehensive care overall. Then you also see patient engagement, and we have to enhance all that, you know. So we also have different kind of patients nowadays. You know, we have baby boomers, but we also have younger population actually who are looking at patient engagements differently. So, you know, you have to match each and everything. And at the same time, you also have to reduce the medical errors. You also have to look at the efficiency and cost saving. And I really think population health management is not going anywhere. It is still going to become more and more challenging, and you have to take care of the community in the right way.
So given the importance of AI, analytics, and insights in healthcare decision-making, how does LK empower organizations to harness the full potential of their data assets?
So, you know, on this, I have slightly two different answers. And the first I'll go is, you know, we talk so much about AI, ML. You open your LinkedIn or social media or any blogs, this is the hot topic. And, you know, it is no longer, AI is no longer a buzz. It is real. Those applications are helping in many ways. But at the same time, if you ask 10 different CIOs, what is their, you know, what is their initiatives or what are they thinking, you are going to end up getting 10 different answers. And the reason is because, you know, still it is very, like, you know, early stage, a lot of things are happening, but at the same time, we are, health systems are also going through this financial challenges. So they're all matching both of those things at the same time. But one thing, it is always going to be there, comprehensive data integration, having a good data quality, having a good data integrity. Those pieces are not going to go away. The adoption, it may be faster in some organization and slower in some other organization. But at the end, data is data, and someone has to get you the good quality data. And if the data is not there, all these applications cannot get you the result that you're looking at. And for us as ALK, we are super excited because, you know, our entire company is based on interop solution. And we feel like we have over 70,000 interfaces up and live. And we play a huge role when it comes to interoperability, getting the right data at the right time, getting the data quality, maintaining the data integrity, and having that robust approach. And I'll say, looking towards the enterprise data management strategy in hand with organization, that's where we'll successfully deploy all the AI ML initiatives a healthcare organization is looking at.
So looking ahead, what trends do you anticipate shaping the future of data management in healthcare? And how is LK positioned to support healthcare organizations in navigating these changes?
So I feel like, you know, I think we have gone through digitization of healthcare where everyone went through EMR changes. Then, you know, came population health. And now consumerization is coming at the same time. So, you know, patient engagement, care coordination, digital health initiatives, they're all at the end of the day to make sure the patient is engaged and patient is actually becoming healthier and safer in every span of healthcare. In terms of new initiatives, I think AI and ML will be the next big thing, which is already a thing, to be honest with you. Interoperability will keep dominating the industry where everything is happening around the world. Everyone is looking at interoperability, connectivity, how applications can talk with each other. That will continue going everywhere. So my take is consumerization plus digital health plus some of these great application of AI and ML, and you put them all into a bigger bucket of data, enterprise data management strategy, that is where the future is. And we are very excited here at LK that, you know, we are playing a very core role into all this as it is going to the next phase of healthcare IT.
Perfect. Well, Ajay, do you have any final thoughts?
Well, thank you again. This is a great conference. Good learning for me and my team. I do feel like coming here definitely made me actually think and absolutely confirm that data is going to be a big play. Enterprise data strategy is going to be a big thing. And our next initiative as a company focusing on data and life science, I feel like we are on the right track. And interoperability is going to dominate. And we are in the era of AI and ML. And we feel very good about the future.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We hope you have a great rest of your day.